Hey, Jason, I know what the issue was if you want me to try again.
No worries. Are you able to see it now?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, just let us know when you want us to move the slides.
Okay. And this isn't a real long presentation, so. So we did just go over the overview of the plan. Now we're going to go over an overview and summary of the engagement process. So go ahead. All right. So beginning in late July of 2020, to what was supposed to be September, except for that meeting was canceled, so that got moved to January of 2021. We started to pull information from previous input streams. So this included previous board meetings, previous comments that have been made to the board and to the department, the legislative process, and the various testimonies that have been provided to the legislature on a variety of bills. And then state government enterprise-wide guidance and direction, and that would have been through like Executive Order 2004 and things like that, as well as other projects and processes that we are engaged with. So internally, when we got the letter from the governor's office, the executive team, the state forester, and the policy analysis unit started to work on developing the initial parts of the plan. So this included the vision and the initial goals and the principles and such. That was going to be presented about a year ago in this meeting. So that got pushed to last January. Between that time and the initial presentation that we made, we had various conversation with the board members at that time and worked to incorporate their feedback and their comments into the initial draft. Go ahead. So from the middle of January to July, we worked with a third-party contractor, facilitator, Oregon Consensus, to conduct small group assessments as well as to assist us in our outreach efforts in general. We presented to a general audience. We presented to our stakeholders, the cultural resource cluster, and to the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. So we also have been working with the. Oh, go back. Back one. So we have also been working with the Oregon Global Warming Commission, as we were directed to do in Section 12 of the executive order. And they've been on a parallel kind of glide path to develop a recommendation around natural working lands and a goal for setting a sequestration goal for natural working lands. And that's been winding down. We've been providing technical assistance and technical advice to the Global Warming Commission along with other agencies. So that was happening in that same time period. So we incorporated the feedback that all of these different processes provided into the draft that became available in August. So go ahead, Jason. So from August to November, we have today's pre-decision workshop. We'll be incorporating feedback from board members, from the executive team, and then from public comments that we receive, either written or verbal. And then we'll return to the board with the final draft for approval in November, like I mentioned a little bit ago. Go ahead. So some changes that have been made. Like I mentioned in the overview, we did incorporate a barrier section. We went through and did quite a bit of language refinement. So we worked to more increase clarity on the intent of the plan, and then provide a stronger definition of what climate smart forestry is, and ensure that there is appropriate language throughout the entire document. We included who are impacted in the forestry realm through natural resource depending. Communities and those impacted by intergenerational poverty. And then incorporation of more tangible and achievable outcomes has been made where we can actually do that. So go ahead. That's a very brief summary of our engagement process. All of our public comments and the summary of the small group assessments that we have from Oregon Consensus are available on the climate change webpage if anyone would like to go see those. We did receive over 122 comments, and those have been summarized and We have a document that kind of summarizes the top 10% of what those are, as well as showing what all of them are when we put them into appropriate bins as we went through those comments. So, that's all I've got for today.
Okay, great. Danny, thank you. I think where we're at is that we have a few minutes if we're if there's any questions or discussion on that input process. But I'm hoping to, in about 6 minutes, to take a quick break. If anyone has any thoughts, comments, board members, at this point, Chandra.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. I really appreciate seeing the plan. And I think it's nice to see that most of the stakeholder input, I think, was incorporated. One thing I saw a lot in the comments, however, was related to the climate smart forestry definition and how we're including that concept. And given that we've got so much detail left to be decided, you know, presenting the vision that people can understand is an important piece of this. And I'm just curious, I noticed that you said you had incorporated feedback to clarify that definition a little bit. And it still seems like there's some questions around what it means. And I'm just kind of interested in what changes were made to provide additional clarity on that definition. And I'm sure we'll probably hear some public input on maybe how that might be improved further, but would you be able to provide some comment on that?
Yeah, we tried to emphasize a bit more what adaptation means, what mitigation means, and then increase the social side of things. We also removed some language that people found not to be helpful in a definition, I would say. So that's the main changes that took place in that section.
And out of curiosity, did you use like a foundation or a particular model when thinking about the definition, how you were describing it? Because I noticed some of the comments mm-hmm. you had different, you know, places that they were referencing as, you know, other ways to view it or maybe describe it, because some thought has been given in a lot of different sectors, it seems like, to this concept.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that question. And it's a good one. So when looking at lots of different definitions, there's quite a few that are include things like current climate smart conservation practices and such. And then there's others that are much more related to like whole economy issues. We settled on the one that we did, and it comes from a lot of consensus work that's taken place in Europe, but I find it very applicable here as a kind of foundation. It builds off of work around sustainable forestry and sustainable forest management, which links up very well with the FPFO and the Montreal process that's been used for that the last two iterations. So all of those things kind of combine together to make it so that it's a good definition for us, I believe. And that's the one that has kind of that three-legged stool of adaptation, mitigation, and then the social considerations.
Thanks, Jenny.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, in that case, we're going to take a quick break, and we will reconvene at 1:55, and I'll see you all in a few minutes.